From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New U.S. moves to strike at Islamic State. Teams of U.S. special operators could be in place within weeks, aiming to strike at the brain trust and nervous system of the Islamic State terror group in an intensified effort to destroy what many see as a growing global threat. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced Tuesday the Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of approximately 200 special forces. A U.S. official told VOA on condition of anonymity, the goal will be to take advantage of intelligence on short notice in order to degrade key leadership and command and control elements of Islamic State in both Iraq and Syria. NATO says it'll keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the move is part of its Resolute Support mission in the region.
We agreed to sustain the presence of our Resolute Support mission, including in the regions of Afghanistan, during 2016.
Secretary General Stoltenberg announced the pledge after alliance foreign ministers endorsed a decision during a meeting in Brussels. The Syria-based Islamic State group is expanding its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has grown now to about 2,000 adherents in and around the city of Sirte. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must now be tackled. Speaking Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit outside Paris, Mr. Obama called climate change a massive generational problem, but that he is optimistic it could be solved. World leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial revolution levels. Bilateral tensions continue to escalate following Turkey's downing of a Russian jet last week. Turkey's president is challenging Russian President Vladimir Putin to prove allegations that Turkey is facilitating oil smuggling by the Islamic State group. Dorian Jones has details.
Ankara has angrily rejected Russian President Vladimir Putin's accusation that Turkey shot down a Russian bomber to protect its oil trade with the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would resign if Putin could substantiate the charge. Given that many of the allegations involve his son, Bilal, Erdogan has strenuously denied those allegations, and so far, President Putin has offered no evidence to support his claim. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
NATO foreign ministers are looking at ways to beef up security along Turkey's border. Officials at a foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels said Tuesday those additional measures could include more ships in the Mediterranean, along with additional alliance planes at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey and a bolstered missile defense system. 16 Lebanese soldiers held by the Jabhat al-Nusra militant group were set free Tuesday following a last-minute glitch that delayed their release by 48 hours and eventually resolved. Edgar Duranian has more.
Top Lebanese officials and families celebrated the release of their loved ones amid an outpouring of emotion at the government palace in central Beirut. Prime Minister Tamam Salam said he welcomed the end of the hostage crisis that had racked Lebanon for nearly 16 months. He says he and his colleagues who have worked to resolve this crisis welcome Lebanon's sons back after the trials they and their families have endured. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. Senator Ben Cardin is calling for a redoubling of international efforts to support a political solution to the Burundian crisis. Speaking Tuesday in Washington, Senator Cardin of Maryland said the United States should take meaningful actions in pursuit of a peace agreement, including helping the African Union finalize contingency plans for an African-led mission to prevent widespread violence in the country. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.